This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma. You can watch this show day after day. We run it live. We've got all these little HD cameras in here and a guy who runs the show. His name's Vaughn. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch, and it's actually on 24/7. He takes today's show and loops it throughout the day, and then over the weekend, he'll take highlights from the whole week's show. So anytime you feel like you need a little Sarah and Vinny.
There we are.
There. Hello. Hi.
Got up extra early.
Yep.
And put on deodorant. Well, you can't smell that, but we did put ourselves together so that when you see it's a presentation.
Yeah.
Worth
oh, my
watching.
God. Like, we're totally put together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got it together at
right.
4 in the morning. RadioAlice.com/watch. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get known. Even more sexual misconduct accusations against Kevin Spacey were made over the weekend, and Netflix has had enough. They fired him on Friday. He was going to star in a Gore Vidal biopic for them as well, and they scrapped that too. Surprise. It's been an incredibly fast downfall for Kevin. Do you realize we heard the first accusations against him last Sunday night? Feels like longer, but that's just because Harvey Weinstein was in the news. The next day, Netflix said House of Cards would end after one last season, but now even that season's in doubt because if the show stays on Netflix, it'll have to happen without Kevin. It's moving really fast. It's difficult. There are so many scandals going on right now, too, in this vein that it's hard to keep up with. But there are now 12 specific people who have accused Kevin of inappropriate sexual behavior in the past. Several of them were underage at the time. One of his newer accusers is Harry Dreyfuss, the son of Richard Dreyfuss. Harry claims Kevin slid his hand up his leg, grabbed his junk, and fondled him while they were in the same room with his dad. Mm. This happened when he was 18 years old. And he had said something to the effect of it. He didn't tell his dad about it right away. And I'm not sure what happened when he did tell, or maybe he's just telling him. The number of victims go up when you include the, quote, multiple anonymous cast and crew members from House of Cards. I believe there are 8 of those. And there's a whole rundown of all his accusers so far at Vox.com. There's a lot of places that are sort of keeping a running tally on these guys.
Well, I think this situation is easier because, like you say, it's happened really fast because he's not on the board at Netflix. Mm-hmm. He's not the owner of Netflix. They just get to say,
bye.
You're fired. We can't be associated with you. You are a public person
mm-hmm.
with now a horrible rep.
Juliana Margulies is saying that Steven Seagal and Harvey Weinstein both tried to sexually harass her. She did some interview on Just Jenny, which is a Sirius XM show. She was
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, it is Jenny McCarthy's show?
It's gotta
be. Oh, yeah, I think that sounds right.
That makes sense. She talked about a couple of troubling encounters. When she was 23, she said a female casting director sent her to Seagal's apartment at 10 p.m. to read a scene. The casting director, I guess she was like, what? 10 o'clock at night? This seems ridiculous. And the casting director said, look, I will give you the cab fare and I will be there as well. And when she arrived later that night, she found herself alone with the guy. So this woman set her up.
Mm-hmm.
The encounter turned threatening. She said, he made sure I saw his gun, which I'd never seen a gun in real life. I got out of there unscathed. I don't know how I got out of that hotel room. I sort of squirmed my way out. She said Seagal tried to turn the supposed audition into a sexual encounter with a tactic that is also allegedly practiced by Harvey Weinstein. She said, Juliana Margulies said, it always starts with I'm a healer. I want to massage you. In 1996, she said she was invited to meet with Weinstein. Another woman brought her to the hotel, promising that if she met with the film director, she'd be given a test for a possibly award-winning role in a major movie. She was wary, though, because she'd had this encounter with Steven Seagal. She's like, I don't know. She said, I'm not going up there alone. because of the Seagal experience and because I had a career, she said. She was on ER at the time.
Mm-hmm.
After the actress insisted that, I'm going home if you don't go with me. I'm not going to go meet up there with him alone. So the woman took her up there. He opens the door in a bathrobe, she says. I could see that there were candles lit in the room and there was a dinner for two, and I saw him stare at her daggers. And she turned to the other woman, and the woman's like, eh, like doing a shrug.
Mm-hmm.
She caught her in this thing like, I had to come up. She said I had to come up. And Weinstein looked furious. He said, I just wanted to say good audition, and slammed the door in her
Weinstein
face.
Did?
Yeah, this is Weinstein.
All right.
She insisted this woman come up with her because of the Seagal incident.
Okay.
So basically he said, I just wanted to tell you good audition. More than 50 women have come forward to accuse Weinstein of sexual misconduct, allegations ranging from attempted harassment to rape. He's been fired. Well, you know, he's been dropped off every board he was on and fired from the Weinstein Company. Let's see. They're gathering evidence for a credible rape allegation, which could lead to an actual arrest and prosecution. Seagal has previously been accused of inappropriate conduct as well. Jenny McCarthy herself discussed leaving an audition distraught after he repeatedly insisted that she undress. He was sued for sexual harassment by a former assistant who claimed in a lawsuit he'd used her as a sex toy. And Inside Edition correspondent Lisa Guerrero, I think she's an actress, who said she was repeatedly pressured to audition alone with him at his home for a role in the 97 movie Fire Down Below. During the interview that Juliana Margulies was doing with Jenny McCarthy, she said the recent wave of public allegations led her to realize that she'd swept everything under the rug. You shrug it off. That's just Hollywood. We have to start holding these people accountable. These women were leading me to the lion's den.
Yeah, with that said, so I realized that Harvey was using tactics that are piggish in every way. But the women of the world agree he doesn't get any sex anymore, right? At all, for any reason. I mean, no woman's going to step up and do him, right?
Well,
no,
and
not
at
unless
this point,
he pays her.
Right. Right. If he pays a hooker, then maybe. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and especially now that he has all his power has been stripped from him, like what woman would go, well, I guess
no,
it's worth it because I want to be an
guy.
Actress. Right.
Ugh.
So we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with you that no woman should do him.
Okay. So when the first woman decides to do him, we're going to have to point at her and,
and go, what are
say
you
stuff.
Doing?
Yeah.
Like, really? Come on, man.
But if some...
He is still rich. He could wind up with a wife down the line.
I'm sure, but he's going to be paying a lot of legal fees.
I think my point is it's one of those OJ things where you're like, someone's going out with that guy.
Yep. Oh,
what?
He had plenty of girlfriends after he murdered his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go out with that guy and be alone with him.
He's innocent.
Okay.
Not in the civil trial. Powerhouse agent works for WME. His name is Adam Bennett, and he's on leave from his talent firm. They are investigating the sexual harassment allegation that Terry Crews made. This is the guy.
Oh, he's the guy.
Terry Crews said that he was at a function with his wife, and this was just, I think, early October, he did this series of tweets. And he said that last year he was groped at a Hollywood event by a high-level executive. He was at a function with his wife. The Hollywood executive came over, grabbed his privates, grinned like a jerk when Terry Crews said, "What the hell are you doing?" I guess his wife was right there. And Crews said, basically, I couldn't punch the guy. I didn't want it to turn into the giant black guy. I just punched out the little white guy.
Well, he's at a party with a million witnesses there, too. So it's just him beating up some dude. That's how that would appear.
I guess sources close to the situation told Variety that Terry Crews in recent days has been preparing to name this guy, this Adam Bennett. And so they've put him on leave. His other clients include Sylvester Stallone, Diane Keaton, Eddie Murphy, Adam Sandler, Dustin Hoffman. His disclosure on social media came in the wake of all the women coming forward about Harvey Weinstein.
And so is the guy commented?
No, he's just been put on leave.
But he's not come out to... He's not tweeting.
He's not tweeting.
That I didn't do it.
Maybe someone advised him just to shh, 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 shh. Agency for the Performing Arts fired youth talent agent Tyler Grasham after several young men accused him of sexual abuse. David Guillod, I'm guessing G-U-I-L-L-O-D, he is, I guess, the co-CEO of Primary Wave Entertainment. He took a leave of absence following actress Jessica Barth's accusation that he drugged and sexually assaulted her in 2012. It's just all over. All over Hollywood and all over any place where people are in a position of power. So there's your catch-up on all the sexual assault stuff that's going on. This is terribly sad news. Jimmy Fallon... He canceled the show Friday, and he canceled all the shows this week. His mom passed away on Saturday. She was only 68. He was by her side when she passed. Her name was Gloria Fallon, and she was 68 years old. The next few tapings, so for this week, they're going to put it all in repeats. He's going to spend time with his family. Back in May, he tweeted, right before Mother's Day, my mom and I were talking on the phone for the third time that day, and she actually said, "We don't talk enough."
Nah.
Hashtag mom quotes. Stephen Colbert sent his condolences with a tweet that read, "Mom is the first audience and the best. Remembering Jimmy Fallon in our prayers today." Andy Cohen said, "Jimmy's mom was full of energy, fun, a hearty laugh, and a twinkle in her eye. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. Love to all the Fallons." Gloria was actually a nun at one point. It only
left.
And then her dad stole him back from Jesus, I guess. It only lasted a few weeks.
That's a hard commitment.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, she was only a nun for a few weeks?
Yeah, she was just a nun for a few weeks.
Forget this.
Yeah. Well, you know, you fall in love. Mm-hmm. He's told that story a few times. So, sorry. Big condolences to Jimmy Fallon today. That's a terrible thing. Something I definitely do not looking forward to in my life. None of us do, I'm sure. Losing parents. Here's something. We were just talking about Lamar Odom last week.
Why were we talking about
it? I can't remember, but...
It was a Chloe-related thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing anything.
Well, he's busy collapsing in bars again. He was at a...
Oh, this is the relapse? Is this the relapse you're talking about?
Well, this is new. This is yesterday morning.
Okay.
So, I guess, you know, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. He collapsed in his VIP booth at an LA nightclub. He was at Bootsy Bellows on the Sunset Strip. And they suddenly noticed that he had fallen to the ground about 2 in the morning. There's someone's shot video of this, so you can see the...
Yeah, I saw the video. He's out of it.
Yeah, you can see the security rushing in, and he seems to be conscious as they get to him.
And it's hard because he's 6'10".
Yes, he's enormous.
How do you help him?
He's a big dude.
Right. The person who shot the video says that he had been watching Odom and saw him drinking for hours before the incident. Been hanging out there drinking. He has a serious history with substance abuse. He almost died from that drug overdose at a brothel in 2015. After which, I have to say, I really did feel like Chloe was a total hero. They were already estranged, and she went and she put him back together.
Yeah.
There was talk that he would stroke down, maybe wouldn't walk again, and she really...
Oh, yeah. He fully right had up. To rehab.
Right. I think it was a big deal when he went for a walk. Like, a couple of the Kardashians and him were walking on the beach somewhere. And the world went wild. Oh, my God, he's up. He's walking. He had gone to rehab. He vowed to change his life. And now he's changed it back. He's been partying a lot lately.
Well, a lot of times
today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times these dudes who are on heroin or coke or some other drug think that, well, I can do booze. Booze is not only legal, but I didn't have a problem with booze.
That wasn't my problem, right.
And that's how they end up here.
Right.
There. Whatever that is.
Well, and who knows what else he was up to. I mean, when you start partying again, as soon as you have a few drinks,
yeah,
everything
exactly
sounds
right.
like a good idea. And he's been doing that a lot lately. Strip clubs, nightclubs, and at this Bootsy Bellows on Sunset Strip this past Sunday, late Saturday night, where he collapsed. His people are saying Dehydration.
Of course they are.
Oh, boy.
Fatigue.
Yeah, he was super tie-tie. Mm-hmm. He had an intense workout earlier in the day without the necessary fluids in his system. And they also say it was really hot in the club. And then they said he's doing great. Here he is getting helped up. He looks a little like a wet rag. A little like he doesn't have it together.
I don't know what I'm seeing here. Oh, there it is. Okay. Well, he's just a dude who shouldn't be in the clubs, and you know, hopefully he'll get that booze isn't an option.
More of a slippery slope. So Tyrese, was this Friday when we played the Tyrese meltdown tape?
Yeah,
or was it Thursday or Friday.
He yelled at all his billionaire, millionaire friends saying, "No one's helping me. Can you give me some money?" Will Smith helped him. Will Smith gave him $5 million.
Get out!
Wow.
Are you serious?
That's incredible. That's a good friend.
Why?
Why not?
For apparently...
Why not?
Legal fees. I don't know. Didn't we look him up and he's worth...
Yeah.
He's got some money.
He's got his own money, but maybe it's tied up and stuff.
So, well, someone told... It was a text, so I didn't even read it at the time because... And I'll say it now because we don't know. We never know. Text people can say anything.
Right.
But someone wrote in and said, that guy blows through money. He throws these crazy parties.
Oh, that's right.
Did you
I
see
saw that
one?
Text, yeah.
He gets a whole Benihana in his place and then has that done in his backyard or whatever.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
I'd love to have a party with Benihana table set up. Oh, man.
He's worth at least.
What does that cost? See what that costs to get a Benihana thing at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Let's find out.
He's worth at least $300 million.
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure Will Smith is worth plenty. You think he and Jada have a conversation about it? Like, I'm going to help him out. Give him $5 million. Okay. I guess we'll still have enough money to put our kids through school.
They gave him $5 million.
Well, I don't know what the terms of it are.
You like it.
I think if they're friends and he can help and he's worth $300 million, I don't see why that's a problem. I don't know why you're so astonished.
Well, it is kind of interesting that someone would just be like,
you know,
oh,
what?
By the
I
way,
I saw you crying and I feel bad
for
you.
Yep, I feel bad. And they said, we'll give you this $5 million on the condition that you stay off the goddamn internet.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing this morning.
So he got the money, and then he did one more post, and then supposedly he's going to try. He said, when we show up for each other, there's nothing that can't be done. I repeat, nothing. My wife kept the news away from me because I've been on with lawyers all day, but our family and our sister Jada Pinkett Smith and my brother Will Smith just sent us $5 million to help keep us afloat. You've guys asked me to get off and stay off the internet now that my daughter's legal fees will be paid. I will listen. The Smiths and their whole family has always shown up. And it goes on and on and on.
But the disenfranchised youth are tweeting, we could use that money too.
Yeah. There's plenty of places in the world that could use $5 million. So it looks like $5 million.
The disenfranchised youth don't have phones to tweet with. Nothing.
No. And they don't even think it'll get to be
you
on
can't
Twitter.
Hear us.
They have to go to the library and log on to Twitter on a computer. Anyway.
But good. Tyrese got his dough.
Yeah.
That's great. Good for him.
Congratulations.
You did it. Your acting job. You were able to get money out of your rich friends.
Yay!
Great acting job.
Good acting.
There's an Academy Award.
And the American Idol reboot. We'll end with this.
When's that start?
It officially has a premiere date. Ryan Seacrest was on Live with Kelly and Ryan this morning saying it's Sunday, March 11th, 2018 on ABC. They actually kicked the auditions off back in August. 23 cities were visited to try and find the next big talent. Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie are all sitting on the judges panel for season one. And I'm sure... nothing will go wrong. There's a publicity shot of the three of them sitting at the desk.
I don't even know the guy on the right.
Yeah, well, is it Lee Bryce? Luke Bryan? I can't remember who said. It's one of them.
It's no good. I don't
like
it.
Is he my parking lot party guy? Or is the other? Is Lee Bryce is the one?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, congratulations, ABC, on picking up the show that was dying.
She's got a wedding ring on, doesn't she?
Does she? Just something on her left hand? I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's...
Look at her go.
She just looks fantastic. Everyone looks super happy. I mean, she's getting $25 million. She should be happy.
Well, all she has to do is stay alive through the season. Mm-hmm. Cash that check.
Yep.
And then quit.
Yep. What's coming up, Ben?
I got a bunch of stuff, including a story about a young man named Jacob Thompson that you are going to want to hear. Please hang through these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday at 7.38. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Coming up at 8, your chance to win your way into the Band Together Bay Area Benefit Concert. Dead & Company, Metallica, Rancid, a million more. November 9th, that's this Thursday at AT&T Park. Be here to win those tickets. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Century Roland Plaza in Novato.
All right.
Here's what's happening.
I love a luxury lounger. Sounds so...
I know. Luxurious?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. I have to go check that out.
Yeah, actually, Hooman and I might be doing an event there.
Really?
In a couple weeks.
Are we talking about lounge chairs?
Like yeah.
Luxury lounge?
Like movie theater.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well,
it's supposed to be
we're
amazing.
Very excited.
I'll bet.
They're going to nail down the date any minute now.
Sounds so decadent.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
For those of you here in San Francisco, excuse me, where we do this broadcast, you will probably see 170,000 more people than usual as Dreamforce, the Salesforce event.
Jesus, that is a
is
lot of
happening
people.
This week.
What the?
It kicks off Monday through Thursday. Police were already closing off streets last night. This event takes place at multiple venues, including Moscone Center.
Do you guys just head out to the beach on these days? Like, just go to the beach and head south from there?
I have done that. It
that
does
seems
depend
like the way.
On...
Well, I never go through this way. I always go
down the Embarcadero.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Part of the Dreamforce festivities include a concert at AT&T Park on Tuesday night featuring Lenny Kravitz and Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Someone was saying that Michelle Obama was going to speak. Did you
see
that?
She is. Actually, the missus was, because she works for Salesforce.
Shame.
She was saying that's one of the big keynotes or whatever.
That's a big deal.
That
yeah.
is a cool thing.
Sure.
I can see why a lot of people would want to go see her speak.
Love her.
Anyone in the city or been around, actually almost every city seems to have a lot more homeless sleeping on the streets. And they say along the West Coast, the number of people sleeping on the street has jumped 18% in the past 2 years.
Wow.
And this is the people who once were able to make it on the margins, but are now pushed to the streets because they can't afford to live here. Rents have soared. Housing prices have soared. Mm-hmm. No one can afford to live here anymore. And that's what 18%.
That's
very sad. We see it.
Yep.
And now, I mean, the trend for the last few years has just been for people to put up tents.
Yep.
All over. Right there on the sidewalk. I saw one the other day. I forget where I was going. I know, right here.
Right across the street from us.
Guy was on a center divide.
Oh.
Put up a tent.
That seems dangerous.
Not even trying to hide it.
Right.
Sometimes they try to tuck them away in spots. Give
well,
them
then
a
there's
little time.
The whole tent cities that just wind up getting
well,
moved
sure.
and... It's very frightening.
So, anyway.
Sad.
This story is sad, but I am doing this
All right.
today.
Okay.
There's a 9-year-old boy named Jacob Thompson in Portland, Maine. He was diagnosed with a form of nerve cancer called neuroblastoma. He got that when he was 5.
Mm.
And a few weeks ago, his doctor said he's got about a month left to live. His family, they say, since he may not make it to Christmas, they're celebrating it early this year, and they've asked for people to send him Christmas cards.
Aww.
His dad says, quote, "He got some cards this Halloween, and it was like getting a gift. He was excited to see what people had to say, and it brightened his day." So they're asking the whole world to send this young boy Christmas cards. I'm doing it.
It's so sweet. How old did you say he is now?
He is 9.
So he's been battling this for 4 years. And
he's at the
end. This is something we can do to help this little boy who's...
You know what? We'll post this article on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll do the address and people can send it.
If you want to join in and send him a card, Jacob Thompson, care of Maine Medical Center, 22 Bramhall Street, Portland, Maine, 04102. And we'll post that again at our Facebook page. You could also just Google Jacob Thompson, and I'm sure the address will come up.
Right.
I am sending that boy a card.
There's also a GoFundMe page, about $120,000 on it.
How incredibly sad. There's just nothing sadder than a child with cancer. Nothing.
Agreed.
Heartbreaking.
This is one of those stories. I'm glad we got a follow-up on it. I told you this back when it went down. Back in May, a 45-year-old guy from Elkhorn, Nebraska, named Douglas Goldsberry, was arrested for repeatedly hiring prostitutes to go to his neighbor's house and strip on their porch.
Oh, I remember this story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sent hookers over there 75 times over the course of 4 years.
Just every now and then. It is time.
Whenever it's in the budget, I guess.
Yeah. That's a lot of money to spend on hookers.
The neighbor said they'd never had any issues with him. And they're not sure why he's sending prostitutes.
Oh, I didn't realize there wasn't some ongoing feud between these two neighbors.
It turns out, though, one of the reasons he's sending hookers is because when they're done stripping, they go back to his house and do him.
Right, he butters them soundly from behind.
Well.
Like you've never heard that phrase before.
In these trying times, I prefer to go with lovemaking, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He wound up pleading no contest to pandering in September, and on Friday he was sentenced to, how long do you get for constantly sending strippers to do their thing in front of your neighbor's house?
It's going to be lower than I think it is. I'm going to go
75 times over the course of 4 years. How long does this person get sentenced to jail?
I'll say 14 months.
Oh, I was thinking 6.
Oh, 6 months?
Yeah.
He got 4 years.
Oh!
Wow.
He got 4 years in prison. And they say that's not all.
Better.
Because the cops, over the course of this investigation, ended up searching his house and found child pornography.
Oh, my God!
House.
And he's only getting 4 years?
Well, no. He's getting 4 for that.
Okay.
He's now going to be facing 20 years.
Oh, now there's a whole new
for the federal case against him on child porn charges.
So this guy's just a winner, top to bottom. What a great guy.
Exactly right. There you go. Getting ready to travel for Thanksgiving?
Not for Thanksgiving.
Where are you going?
We're going to stay.
Nowhere.
You're going to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
You're traveling.
I am going to travel for a minute.
Are you going to your mom's house or to your brother's house?
My mom's house.
The new house?
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
It is. Well, I mean, I don't know how exciting it is.
Well, your mom's going to cook Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm super happy for her that she's finally, you know, done it.
Yeah.
And the house seems to be to her liking, which is nice to see.
Has she met any of her neighbors yet and stuff?
She has met some of her neighbors.
Oh, that's wonderful.
My brother's around.
Right.
And my brother's a nice boy and befriends people. And so he's a conduit, you could say.
How nice.
Helping her reach out into the neighborhood.
That's great.
The best day to fly out if you're going to travel this Thanksgiving season is the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
The second best is on Thanksgiving Day itself.
Yeah.
Well, you're missing all the...
Right.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
But maybe you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we're coming in the morning
me.
And leaving that afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, we got snowed in. Dug on it.
Are you just going down for a couple days? Or are you going to spend the whole week?
No, the whole week?
Yeah.
3 days.
3 days?
3 days?
He's going. He's flying in Thursday morning and flying out Thursday night.
No, right. I don't know. We haven't decided what we're going to do.
Oh, but you guys might go to Disneyland.
That may not work out, though. We'll see.
By the way, I posted the picture of Isla on the Alice973 Instagram.
This is from Aladdin?
From Aladdin,
yeah. We did a road trip to Aladdin this weekend. I posted a picture of us in the car. Look at that. There's us.
I saw that
one.
Cute.
So happy on their way in.
So that was, that would have been at 9:30 in the morning, everybody. Didn't get home till 9 at night.
Well, it's an all
day. Long day, right, it was.
Oh, her hair's getting so long.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Why can't the thing you just posted be the first thing in my feed?
How are you asking Instagram that right now?
Instagram, what the?
How's, how am I doing in the new house?
Life is great, buddy.
For me?
Life is all good.
God, she's looking so
great. Am I still drugged up?
Oh, do you see the,
I do,
the Aladdin picture there?
Aladdin.
Yeah.
Cute little
It was
dress.
A fun day. I'll tell you something. If I could give
doll.
You a review of Aladdin, better by far than that Hamilton thing I went and saw last year.
Crazy.
Was that last year?
Was I that think it was
early
this year.
This year, January?
Yeah.
Oh, no, February around your girl's birthday?
Oh, right.
Ish?
I don't know. Anyway.
Do you disagree,
I
Sarah?
I don't remember.
I do disagree. Although I very much enjoyed both of them, I loved
Aladdin was
Hamilton.
Spectacular.
And how about Hamilton?
It was fun. I was, I don't.
He's all bummed out because he overpaid for the tickets.
That's
right.
Very true.
Was
Absolutely.
It $1,800 for the two tickets?
Yes.
I don't remember the price.
$1,400
plus service fees.
And what about
$2,000?
And what about driving and dinner and all that BS?
Oh, another $500.
When you're going home after Thanksgiving, Black Friday is the best day to fly.
Oh.
Saturday is the second best. Monday and Tuesday after Thanksgiving are the worst times to fly home.
Really? Why is that?
They say they have the most delays.
Oh.
Huh.
All right. That's surprising.
Whatever.
You'd think all the hubbub would have settled down by then. They'd say it's just a terrible time to travel in general. It's just
if there's any time that sort of kicks off the holidays, don't you think it's Thanksgiving?
It is. It is the beginning of the eating season.
That is when you get to start playing the music and you start seeing the themed stuff and feeling like it's okay to show it.
Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ring-ting-ting-a-ling too.
When is your show?
December 15th.
Sarah's performing with our Tommy Igo.
Yes.
Are we calling him Tommy? Our Tommy? Or
our
Rudy?
Our Tommy.
Our Tommy.
Our Tommy.
Sure.
And Sarah are doing a show at the Throckmorton
We're ruining Christmas again.
Get your tickets.
Yeah.
It's gonna
I don't
sell
know if they're
out, sure.
available yet.
What?
Someone was saying that it is on the calendar on the website.
You can buy the tickets?
But the tickets are not available
well,
just yet.
Well, I got to buy a bunch of tickets for that. So. Let
you
me
gotta
know
buy
when
tickets
that happens.
To your own show?
I do. I get a few because I'm on the ban list, but I have a lot of people.
But you got a big entourage.
My mom and dad are going to be in town too, so they're going to.
Oh.
I know. My dad was psyched to see us play. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a ball.
I'm sure. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, it takes $5 million to keep Tyrese afloat.
I know.
$5 million is more than most people's families combined will see in their entire lifetimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
He lives at a level different than the
There's
rest of us.
There's nothing heartwarming about that story. It seems weird.
Yeah. And like, why do they... yep. It does seem weird.
Doesn't it?
The Pinkett Smiths gave $5 million bucks to the guy who was crying.
And I'm sure
the
in their defense,
day.
Not that they need my defending, but I'm sure they would say to somebody who says anything, we also give to charity too. Back off.
Oh,
so
I'm
they
sure
probably
they
do.
Right.
But it still seems weird.
That's quite the charity to give to. The Tyrese guy who throws Benihana. Oh, how much is it for a Benihana party in your backyard?
Oh, I found this one site that you can have your grill turn into it. It's $2,500, but his is obviously a lot more than that. But I couldn't find it. I was looking at a bunch of articles.
Oh, a Benihana party in your backyard. Sounds great.
Sarah.
Yara.
This is 415. Watch Alias Grace on Netflix.
Alias Grace.
Okay. On Netflix. 6 episodes from the lady who wrote Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
So
Margaret
good.
Atwood. Handmaid's Tale is just wonderful. What a show. Can't wait for the next season.
Binge watched Stranger Things yesterday. Not going to spoil it, but Sarah, did you cry at any point too?
Oh yeah, I cried.
I was bawling.
I cry easy. Hey, did you? How much have you watched of it now?
I am. Where did we end?
You were in by 3.
I think I've seen 4 and 5 now.
Okay.
We watched one each Friday and one.
And
Saturday.
What are there 9 altogether?
Are there 9?
I think so. I think there's one more than I thought there was going to be, and you were going to. I mean, the last 3 episodes are the ones. And
this
that last
season
episode
is
crazy.
Excellent.
Really? They really nailed
and
it.
And I'm dying to know what is the deal with the brother and the little redhead girl? What is their deal? Do we get to know?
Mm-hmm.
We get to find out. We're going to know.
I'm not saying another word about it. I don't want to ruin anything for you.
But that's something, right? It's mega something.
Oh no. I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Is the brother, the older brother, just tell me this. Is he a bad guy or a good guy?
I'm not saying anything.
No, you need to answer just that. It's not a giveaway.
I'm going to say that he's a
bad guy. Is it like Jamie Lannister?
He's a bad guy, but there are
he's a bad guy.
Is he Jamie Lannister?
No, he's not Jamie Lannister. No, no.
Does the sister, the little sister, the redhead, know what he's there to do?
I'm not going to say anything else. I just don't want to blow it. Plus, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who's listening if they haven't watched all the episodes yet. Just put it this way. He's a complicated dude. Like,
yeah, he smokes cigarettes and lifts weights. Who does that?
Quite simple as well.
And drinks beer.
Yeah. He was lifting weights to Rat, too. I like that. I love the soundtrack.
Lifting weights with a butt in his mouth while drinking beer.
And listening to Rat.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So he's a bad guy.
Well, you know, he's not a good guy.
Tell us the truth.
For once.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Oh, my God.
Do
all
it.
Right, I'll go.
Do it.
I
no,
won't ask.
Never mind.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauties.
It's a great book.
So you're a few pages in now.
I'm reading along on that, and I like it. I like it a lot. It's very good.
Clever, right?
It's Stephen King is a great. Oh, you know what? I got a text from someone who said that Stephen King and George R.R. Martin did some kind of podcast thing together.
Oh, that's exciting.
Find it. Well, it was just one of those weird things where
Stephen King giving him tips on writing all the time.
No, he's done writing, Sarah. Please.
Yeah, clearly.
He's swimming in his money.
That's, I think what, I wish I could find it. The texter had sent us was, George R. said, how do you write so much? To Stephen King.
Oh my God.
Because Stephen King is.
And Stephen King said, well, I write every day. That's my job. I sit down at the computer and I write.
Right.
That's how I do it, George.
If I can find it, I'll read it to you, but I can't right now.
What if the books went completely differently than how the show is going? Then he's stuck, right?
Can't he just continue the story that he originally imagined? I don't care if the books are different.
Oh, you don't?
No, it's already way departed.
Well, he can't do what he originally imagined because he hadn't originally imagined it. He was probably going as he went, and now he's completely tainted.
And, right, they've made so many changes and things have gone so differently and all these characters, these zillion characters that he wrote for were truncated down into just a few on the show. Yeah.
I guess
we're never getting another one of those.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I got the charts and listen, Chris Brown, remember he made a big push for his record to let you know how that did.
All right.
I also have New York City Marathon. Were you going to do that? Cause I
wasn't
going to
do
that.
It, but the missus is someone who follows that.
That's why
and,
I figured
and as you know, we went to go run that, and it was called off because of Hurricane Sandy had gone through there. So we do follow it.
Well, I have some info about it and what stars ran it and who won it and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.